Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question, Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yes.
You did it, guys.
Now, it looks like you guys are down a face mask boy.
We are down a face mask boy. Kevin is taking a hiatus from the band for the next few days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Does he have exhaustion,
yes,
quote unquote?
Very exhausted.
So he's in rehab.
Oh.
We can't confirm nor deny that.
Sure. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Not the baby of the group. Not the good boy.
Right.
No, Jacob is the good boy.
What's Kevin?
He's the forgetful
ugly one.
Oh, he's the ugly one.
Oh, man.
He's
poor
the Chris
Kevin.
Kirkpatrick.
Oh,
he's
wow.
The Joey Fatone.
Oh, my God.
I guess somebody has to be.
Somebody always has to be.
All right. Wake up call. Hello.
Hello?
Is this Bobby?
Yeah.
All right, we lost Bobby. We got Bobby back. Bobby is playing
Thank
Katie
God.
Today. Actually, Bobby, we've just received this proclamation. You are an honorary face mask boy for the day, filling in for intern Kevin.
Mask boy! Congrats. Wow. Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
I don't think he gets what's going on, or B cares.
That's okay. Neither do we. Listen, Bobby, go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio, of her homemade studio in her garage, please.
All right, Katie, can you please kind of get out?
She's already on her way.
Very nice.
She's getting up. Takes her a while.
Bobby, you just need to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question one. Actor Jason Momoa will be the voice of Frosty in a new live-action Frosty the Snowman movie. Frosty will be CGI, and no word on when it's expected to be released in theaters. What character does Jason Momoa play in the DC universe?
I don't know. Superman.
3 seconds.
Okay. I have no idea.
That's okay. Question two. Releasing big Hollywood blockbuster movies over the 4th of July weekend has always been a thing, except for this year, obviously. But the biggest movies to be released ever include Independence Day, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and Back to the Future.
Yes.
In the 1996 movie Independence Day, what actor played the President of the United States?
Oh, my goodness. Russell Crowe.
Okay, solid guess. Question three. A video game designer admitted that he tweaked the 1993 video game NBA Jam so the Chicago Bulls would lose close games to their rival, the Pistons. He said he programmed Bulls players to miss shots taken in the final seconds of the game. What city do the Pistons play in?
Detroit.
Question four, happy socially distant birthday, 4th of July birthday to singer Post Malone. He turned 25 over the weekend. True or false, Post Malone has had his song featured in a Marvel movie?
True.
And question five, happy National Fried Chicken Day. Let's say Katie is ordering 7 buckets of chicken. In each bucket, there's 9 pieces of chicken. How many total pieces of chicken does she have? 63 seconds.
63.
Wow. Katie!
Jacob was really, really fast on that.
Yeah, he was on it today.
Yep.
Kevin would have lollygagged.
Oh, not with me here.
Yeah.
Boys are on it.
All right, Katie is back. Katie, you are going for your 390th win today.
Okay.
Are you ready? No pressure.
Yep.
Question one. Actor Jason Momoa will be the voice of Frosty in a new live-action Frosty the Snowman movie. Frosty will be CGI, and no word on when it's expected to be released in theaters. What character does Jason Momoa play in the DC universe?
Aquaman.
Correct.
You're such a comic book.
I mean, for as buff and bulky as he is, he doesn't seem like he would cut through the water well.
It's a valid point.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But look at dolphins. They're all muscle.
And look at Michael Phelps.
Yeah, right. See, there you go. Yeah. We accept your apology on behalf of all muscle-clad men.
Yes. Question two. Releasing big Hollywood blockbusters over 4th of July weekend has always been a thing, except for this year, obviously. But the biggest movies to be released over 4th of July weekend include Independence Day, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, and Back to the Future.
Bump-a-da-bump-bump.
In the 1996 movie Independence Day, what actor played the President of the United States?
Oh, my God. Oh, I get them confused. Bill Pullman?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
I get Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton so confused.
Mm. Everybody did. That's why Bill Paxton died. That was the only reason.
It's the only way.
Because otherwise it was too confusing.
Mm-hmm.
That is really a terrible thing to say.
There's a Netflix documentary about how Bill Pullman's the number one suspect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, can we please do number three?
May
this
he sleep
is
with the angels.
This is the stupidest conversation I've ever heard.
Question three. A video game designer admitted that he tweaked the 1993 video game NBA Jam so the Chicago Bulls would lose close games to their rival, the Pistons. He said he programmed Bulls players to miss shots taken in the final seconds of the game. What city do the Pistons play in?
Pistons. Chicago.
Oh, no.
Detroit.
Yes.
Detroit.
Where were you a second ago?
Go back. Take me back. Detroit. It's a car town.
It is a car town.
It's a manufacturing city. Take me back.
That's as judge, we are not going back.
Right, yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm so pissed.
Bet you like Back to the Future
I'm
now.
So
Question four. Happy socially distant 4th of July birthday to singer Post Malone. He turned 25 this past weekend. True or false?
He's only 25.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He looks like he's lived 1,000 lifetimes.
True or false? Post Malone has had his song featured in a Marvel movie.
True.
Yes.
I know that because Gavin's son liked it in Spider-Man or something.
That's right.
Yep.
Sunflower. Yeah.
Yeah.
And question five. Happy National Fried Chicken Day. Let's say you, Katie, you're ordering 7 buckets of chicken.
Oh, my God.
Right? It's National Fried Chicken Day.
It's okay, not healthy to have all that fried chicken, Katie. You shouldn't do it.
Right.
Just one little lady.
Just think about the sodium alone. My God.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. You have 7 buckets of chicken. In each bucket, there's 9 pieces of chicken.
Uh-huh.
How many total pieces of chicken do you have?
Oh, brother.
There's
okay.
also a lot 70. Of soy in it.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, please.
There might be some dairy because of buttermilk.
Right.
You gotta 63. Bread it.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
My God. You are something special.
Do you want to know how I did it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what 9 times 7 was, okay? Mm-hmm. But I did know what 10 times 7 was, and then I just subtracted 7 from that.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
It's called Common Core, bitch. It's called Common Core.
I don't think that was Common Core.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Can you explain what Common Core is?
Nobody can.
Nobody can.
And there you go. Yeah. So might as well be this.
It is impossible. All right. Today's final score. Bobby, 3. Katie, 4. Katie with the win.
Detroit.
Cheated.
I know.
Detroit.
I know. It was right there. All right.
Dang it.
Katie, you now have 390 wins and 70 losses. Bobby, ooh, I am sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Katie, you got lucky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.